morning, Facebook friends and podcast friends. Happy you're joining us this morning. We've got some really good words from the Lord, so if you kind of stay with us, I think you're going to learn something new. I was kind of excited when we were picking up some new songs and everything. The very first song actually was part of the Christian Awards for being one of the top songs, so I think you're really going to enjoy it. There's a whole album out that is called like Breathe, and I hadn't seen it, and so I'm kind of excited that we chose a couple of these songs. But I kept on hearing, if you didn't hear the sermon about War Cry Part 2, I want to encourage you to go back. I think it's really powerful. I think that with everything that's going on and stuff like that, it's not time to sit back. It's time to rise up. And so I kept on hearing about warriors rising up with a war cry, which is a shout. And it's very, very important that, you know, the lion, he's been coming. He's been treading on the land. And so evil's going to have to bow down. And so anyways, I'm excited what the Lord's going to be doing. People are starting to feel a little bit better. And so keep each other in prayer, keep our nation in prayer. Get out there and vote. It's coming up. If you haven't done a missing ballot, your vote counts. It's important that you do. Sorry? The absentee ballot, you can actually get that ahead of time and vote and get that from wherever you vote. You have to have your driver's license. You have to show who you are. And you can vote with the absentee ballot, and they actually lock it into a safe. And so I want to encourage, we kind of told some of our youth about that, and so they knew to get out there and vote as well. So the election day is November 8th, and really, we're into November almost. And daylight savings is next Sunday, you know, during that week, it's on the 6th. And also November 11th is Veterans Day, which means none of the banks will be open or governmental buildings. So, you know, just kind of be on top of everything, what's going on, and pray for the election. We had a good prayer time Friday, and the Lord really stressed on us to pray for our judges and to pray that religious freedoms wouldn't be removed. And to pray for truth. Truth is coming out. Pray that people will increasingly see truth and want to see truth. Most people don't want to hear truth. Also, we prayed about people repenting for different sin. If you're born again, you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, which means the sin in your life, repent about it, give it to the Lord, and leave it at the cross, and move on, move forward. But so many of us kind of dwell on our past and what's gone on, and we can't let go. And the Lord is coming soon. And so it's no time to play church. We prayed that the United States would repent of corporate rejection of the Word of God. There's nothing in the Word that says that there's a separation of really the churches and government. We also prayed Friday that God will give all of us wisdom of how to move forward, to walk forward, and wisdom in praying how to vote. And so we all have an obligation to do that. So anyways, we kind of covered that, and I had it sitting up here on the clipboard, and I thought, well, I'm going to mention that. Amen. And I really pray for protection over the kids that participate, you know, in Halloween. And that the Lord would just put his loving arms around them and keep them safe. And so anyways, with that, I'm going to hand it over. I don't think there's anything else. Are you having your Bible study tonight? There's a Bible study at Karen Yagle's house. And they've been doing it for quite some time now. And so I'll be there at 6:30. Be ready with questions. Be ready to get in the Word. Be ready to study. Because the Lord wants us to be in the Word. And invite somebody and come. Makes it nice. And so I think that's all I have for announcements. I'm going to hand this over to Joe so he can pray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's a wonderful name, isn't it? Jesus. Yeshua. Yeshua. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ray mentioned Halloween. Yes, I pray. We all should pray for safety of children that do participate in it. I wonder if anybody has seen what happened in South Korea in their Halloween celebration. Like a lot of hundreds of people were, I don't know, going down this one street. Maybe thousands. 100, last I read, 149 people were trampled to death. Like, how can that happen? I don't know. But it's so sad. Number one, loss of life. Number two, it happened during a Halloween celebration. I don't know the circumstances, but it's a horrific occurrence, you know, and our prayers should be with the families of those people in Korea, South Korea. My goodness. Out just having a good time, and, you know, it's just, for me, the nature of the day of that celebration kind of tells the whole story for me. But 149, maybe more now, lost their lives celebrating a holiday, if you want to call it that.
Pagan holiday?
Yeah, pagan holiday. But anyway, it's a sad thing. So all those families there in South Korea need prayer, you know. Oh my goodness, they went out to have fun for the night and ended up getting trampled to death by the hundreds. How can that happen? I don't know. I didn't read all the fine details, but it said it was a narrow, long street and just hundreds packed in there and just kept crushing the people ahead of them and stomping over them. And just mind-boggling. We so need the outpouring of the Lord's glory on this earth, do we not?
Yes, we do.
By his prophets, he has said that, and I'm so looking forward to it, Lord God. Father, we cannot wait, but we have to wait on you. We wait on you, Lord God, for your outpouring on this earth. And you said it's going to be a thing like mankind has not seen before.
Amen.
And I just pray that this church, Father God, that this church, this township, this county, this state be in line with your agenda.
Amen.
I just pray that we stand up for the Lord's agenda, for his program, so to speak, that we are intricate. We are involved in the Lord's plan. And Father God, I pray you just point the way for us. Give us our assignment more than what it is right now. Help us to be helping you achieve your goals. That is salvation to thousands, millions upon this earth. You want magnificent, gigantic harvest on this earth, before you come. Not come before these people are lost, but your desire a massive harvest around this earth, Lord God. That is by your Holy Spirit. That's what we go with, and that's what we are counting on. That's what we are so looking forward to, Lord God. That a massive, awesome harvest of souls to enlarge the kingdom of God. That is what you want, Father. Millions more into your kingdom before the Lord Jesus comes back to this earth. So I know many people are wanting to leave now, and I understand their feeling, but we don't want to leave no one behind. We don't want to leave family members behind. We don't want to leave the millions, even billions, behind that can be saved by a mess of outpouring of the Holy Ghost on this earth. And that's what we are so looking forward to, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you for doing that. It gives the earth hope. It gives your body, the body of Christ, hope that all our family members, that this nation, the United States of America, will be saved. Israel will be saved. Millions around the earth will be saved. So I thank you for that, Father God. I pray, Lord, that people's eyes in this state and around the nation are open. Open and investigate the candidates running for offices, Lord God. Amen. I pray a massive vote for people who support biblical values, biblical principles, Lord God. I pray that they be successful, Lord God. I pray open minds, open hearts to people that you would have in office, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you give them favor to enter into office, to do the job they were supposed to do, a pro-life job, a pro-life agenda. How can anyone support the destruction of the most vulnerable among us? I don't understand that, Lord God, but many do. But I pray your people, Lord God, that are fighting for the life of the infants, the babies, Lord God, the most vulnerable among us, be favored in the elections coming up, Lord God. And people say, oh, you shouldn't be talking politics. Well, this is more than politics. It is life. Life, Father God, your children, you have a destiny for every child, Lord God. You have a destiny for us, Lord God. So move us into that destiny. Move us into the positions. Move millions, not millions, but thousands across this nation who are running for office, who are called by your name. I ask favor for them to be installed in the offices, whether judges or governors or county commissioners, Lord God, right up and down the line, Lord. I ask favor for them. I pray it is not a red wave or a blue wave, but a Holy Ghost. Christian wave. If I can say that, Lord, yes. Because this nation was founded on Christian principles. This nation was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ way back in the 1600s. And no one can erase that. That is a fact. This nation is a Christian nation. Yes, but there are other religions, yes, and they have the freedom to practice their other religion. But we pray that they come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So, Father God, I ask you to just anoint the worship today, anoint the sermon, the word being given today, Father God. Let us not walk out of here like last Sunday or every other Sunday. May this be a start of a new day, a new spirit within us, within this body, within this county, within this state, and this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. This is called Fire, and it's by C.C. Winans, and I think it's powerful. We want a new revival. We want a new change. Fire has to come. Fire is up, Lord.
Fire, 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 fire Thank you. You're not dressed for battle. Our mountains are low. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. You know,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever woke up in the morning and the Lord speaks to you and you're just saying, Lord, I just went to bed? Susie, he always wakes you up around 3 in the morning.
That's just before the, that's one of the watches before the bewitching hour.
Okay, well, he woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning and I was trying to not fight sleep. And so I just kind of had to move myself to where I could literally hear the Lord. I had to, like, get out of bed and not get comfortable so I didn't fall back to sleep. And when he spoke to me this morning, he said two things that were very powerful. Well, more than that. He actually told me more than that. But he says, remember that I am the great I am.
Amen.
That I am the same God that was with Abraham and Moses. He was the same God that was with the three in the fire, you know. That he was the same God that has always been here for us. He's the one that died on the cross for our salvation. But something he said more powerful than that wasn't just that he died on the cross for our salvation, but to give us the authority of our voice back.
Amen.
Never thought of it that way.
Our voice.
Our voice. And I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do with my voice? He says, I want you to shout.
Amen.
Shout, and the walls of Jericho will come down.
That's right.
Shout, and the Red Sea will open and close. This is your exodus, he said.
Yep.
And it will be time to dance.
That's right. Amen.
And I had to thank him for that this morning. For a powerful word that he thought that he could trust in me. And I think about, what if I wasn't obedient and I didn't get up to hear those words, to share them with you? Something to think about. He gave us our authority at the cross. I've been struggling this week with some personal things. And throughout this week, he's given me the strength through his word to be an overcomer. Every trial that I've ever had, I can faithfully say he's gotten me through it.
Amen.
And I feel like what he's telling us, his children, is to keep pressing on. No matter how dark it is, keep pressing on. Because we must be at the very brink of our breakthrough.
Amen.
And I don't want to miss it. He says it's time to dance. Ooh, we better get ready.
That's right.
We better get ready. I just want to share that with you guys. Is Hilltop ready to do our decree?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's stand up and shout. Give God glory. Hallelujah. We decree here at Hilltop Tabernacle Church.
We decree here at Hilltop Tabernacle Church.
That we are your people.
That we are your people.
And this is your holy house.
And this is your holy house.
It is a home of truth.
It is a home of truth.
And righteousness.
And righteousness.
And we decree.
And we decree.
That it holds your presence.
That it holds your presence.
Your harvest.
Your harvest.
And your bride.
And your bride.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take over.
Take over.
We decree.
We decree.
Here and right now.
Here and right now.
The windows of heaven.
The windows of heaven
are opened up.
Are opened up
to us.
To us.
As you have said.
As you have said.
To us.
To us.
And we say that we have.
And we say that we have.
Of the financial blessings.
All of the financial blessings.
And promises.
And promises.
In your word.
In your word.
For us.
For us.
And we have the financial blessings.
And we have the financial blessings.
Finances we need to grow.
Finances we need to grow.
To expand.
To expand.
And to build up your house.
And to build up your house.
We shall prophesy.
We shall prophesy.
That we will double.
That we will double.
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 And again, double.
And again, double.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen.
You can remain standing. Today we are going to read Psalms 21. Joy in the salvation of the Lord. Verse 1. Psalms 21. The joy in the salvation of the Lord. Verse 1. The king shall have joy in the strength, O Lord. And in your salvation, how greatly he shall rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request from his lips. For you meet him with the blessing of goodness. You have set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him. The length of our days, forever and ever.
Thank you, Lord.
His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. And through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all of your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offsprings you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they have intended evil against you. They devise a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows and your strings towards their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength.
Amen.
And we will sing and praise your power. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a powerful song there.
Thank you.
Good.
And thank the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I can't take credit for it. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
I tell Joe he's got to make the podium just a little bit longer. I thought about a piece of plexiglass or something on here with a lid because everything slides down. But, you know, we kind of put different things. We got our Bibles up here. It just doesn't always seem like there's enough room. So that's another hint, honey. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I ask you to bear with me. Sometimes my voice is still very weak. And I just really depend on the Lord to anoint me to be able to do his word and to be able to sing his praise. So if you hear my voice kind of crack here and there, just kind of say, Lord, bless her, heal her, amen.